Tom McClintock, Biden's DHS has freed 836K illegal aliens into U.S., exceeding the population of North Dakota. By John Binder on April 28, 2022. Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, detailed the extent of President Joe Biden's catch-and-release network where 836,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the United States interior since the president took office in January 2021, a foreign population larger than the population of the state of North Dakota. During a House Judiciary Committee hearing on Thursday, McClintock asked Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, how does this benefit Americans when the administration releases tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every month? Since the administration took office, you've deliberately released into the United States 836,000 illegal immigrants who crossed our borders in violation of our laws and sovereignty, McClintock said. Now that is more than the entire population of the state of North Dakota. I'd like to know why you think this benefits Americans. Packing classrooms with non-English-speaking students, flooding emergency rooms with illegals demanding care, making it harder to deport criminal illegal aliens, flooding the labor market with cheap foreign labor. How does this benefit Americans? McClintock asked Mayorkas. Flooded labor markets, in particular, have a devastating impact on America's working and middle class. Mass immigration helps redistribute billions in wealth to the highest earners, big businesses, real estate investors, and Wall Street, as well as driving capital out of small communities to the coasts. While creating an economy that tilts in favor of employers, flooded labor markets have helped keep wages stagnant for decades. From 1979 to 2013, wages for the bottom 90% of Americans grew just 15%. Meanwhile, wage growth for the top 1% of Americans was nearly 140% higher. At the same time, McClintock noted, DHS has allowed an estimated 600,000 illegal aliens into the United States who went undetected by Border Patrol when crossing the southern border. This is more than the entire population of the state of Wyoming, McClintock said. Should the Biden administration move forward with plans to end Title 42, the public health authority used at the border to deter illegal immigration, McClintock said some 18,000 illegal aliens could be released into the United States interior every day. That is the same as admitting a new state of Alaska every 40 days, McClintock said. Though Mayorkas claimed that the majority of border crossers and illegal aliens released show up to their initial immigration and asylum hearings, McClintock pushed back, noting that 9 out of 10 asylum claims are turned down, and of those who are found not to be eligible for asylum, fewer than 15% are actually deported by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. You've already instructed ICE that mere illegal presence in the country is not grounds for deportation, McClintock said. So they stay and await the next amnesty. That's what you mean by enforcement proceedings, because that's what you do. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.